Praise. know God has been great in your life. Come on, put your hands together. Give him some praise. To God, you have brought great things in my life. God, you've met with me every day of my life. How great is our God. God, you've given every breath that I breathe. How great is our God. God, you allow the sun to go up and go down every day of my life. How great is our God. God, you've given me reasonable health now. Health and strength. How great is our God. God, you allow me to keep putting one foot in front of the other. How great is our God. God, you made my enemy my footstool. How great is our God. God, you continue to send my father in God's places. How great is our God. God, you continue to be my shelter in the time of storms. How great is our God. God, you continue to heal my body. How great is our God. God, you continue to turn around and around and around. And it is the name. I know that God's been great in your life. God, you've been so great. And even when I didn't think I was going to make it, your greatness showed up right on time. And I got a witness today that God's greatness will show up right on time. Just when you think it wasn't going to make it. Just when you think it wasn't going to work out. God's greatness sent you to your situation. God's greatness allowed you to step into your blessing. God's greatness allowed you to be able to endure a little bit longer. God's greatness allowed you to be able to stand up and keep moving toward your blessing. God's greatness allowed you to be where you are today. So we thank him today. And if it had not been for the great God on our side, that all right? Amen. Amen. All right, y'all finished with that one. Now, y'all want to hold on to that one a little bit long. Y'all finished with that one. All right. All right. Thank God. Y'all want to finish. Amen. Amen. You start stepping into your greatness. You come out there and step into my greatness. Because of my greatness. I'm going to see you step into your greatness. Because of your great God. I want you to pray it because I want you to see your greatness. Because of your God. You have greatness in store for you. Because your God is great. Somebody said, this is a new week, this is a new day. And I'm going, come on, let me see you. I'm going to what?
We don't live in love. In your faith. Amen. Amen. You have faith in action. Amen. And when you have faith in action, amen, God will move, amen, so many things, amen, in your life. Amen. But people will begin to start looking at you and say, how in the world is he doing it? How in the world is he doing it? How in the world is he moving? And you just tell them how great is our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. His greatness. Amen. Amen. We thank God for his word today. Amen. That we can stand on God's promises. So we're going to open up with our 24th psalm. It's the Psalm of David. But it's an invitation song to invite God into our worship. Amen. God doesn't need an invitation. Amen. But it just puts us in a mindset that we shouldn't do anything. Amen. Without God's presence. Where the anointing is. I said, where the anointing is. That thing is picking up on somebody right now. Where the anointing is, there is liberty. Where the anointing is, there is power. Where the anointing is, the shackles can be removed. Where the anointing is, amen, bands can be broken. Where the anointing is, amen, the power of God, amen, can deliver from all sorts of things, amen. I'm talking about where the anointing is, amen. And so when you invoke and invite God into your presence, amen, God's not going to come by just nothing, amen. He's going to come with his greatness and his anointing, amen. Amen. And when that anointing begins to start overflowing, it's picking up on somebody. Amen. When the anointing begins to start overflowing, amen. See, that's what David, he said, my cup. He said, my cup was running well. In other words, when the anointing begins to start overflowing, amen. In other words, it'll run down off of me. Run over on revelation. Run down over me. Run over the folk in the back. Run down off of you. And the anointing will begin to start flowing in this place. And where the anointing is, amen. God bless it. You can't walk nowhere. You can't step nowhere. Because the anointing of God, amen, is moving and shaking and turning things upside down and making things that are all new and restoring and giving healing and restoration and peace of mind and joy unthinkable. So that's why we go through this every Sunday. We go through this because we want the, I don't know about you, but I want the anointing of God to overflow in this way. I don't care if it's 2 or 3. I want the anointing to overflow in this day because when 2 or 3 are gathered in this day, he gets it from us. I don't know that it might be me. It might just be me. But I want to walk into anointing, amen. Overflow. God can be like David and say, my cup running over. did I get a blessing? Did I get so much of a blessing that I can share with somebody else? Somebody else can get the anointing. Somebody else can get their blessing. Somebody else can be blessed. Somebody else can be restored and renewed. Cause of the anointing. We just don't do this just to be doing it. We're asking the true and the living God, the Holy God that can make heaven and earth, the Holy God that we can say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. The Holy God I know, this is the night I was dead, but is he ever alive again and coming again? That's why we do this. Say, God, we're expecting a blessing. Can somebody say that with me? To the hill of the Lord, who shall stand in his holy place. Even have clean hands and a pure heart, have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall what? Receive what? Blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation. Come on. Are you part of that generation? I don't care how old you are, when they call you a baby boomer. I don't care if they call you a Gen X or Gen X, Gen Y. I don't care what generation they call you. You better be a part of the generation of God. The generation of them that seek him, that lift up with your Jacob. Lift up your heads, close your gates, and be lifted up your everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come in. It's too many times I'm meddling now. Folks won't lift up the gates. Allow the king to come in. King sitting outside the gate now. Won't let him in. King that went around to the window and said, I'm a blessing. Won't let him in. King sitting on top of the rooftop on my. Let me in. Won't let him in. King sitting at the door talking about, I got your blessing. Your blessing is right here. But they won't let him in. He's knocking on the door to somebody's heart and said, no, that's all right. I'm going to take it another day. Amen. But it says, if you lift up your head, the everlasting door, the King of glory, what? Shall come in. And the question is asked, who is the King of glory? The Lord, what? Strong and mighty. How many of y'all want a strong and mighty God? How many want a strong and mighty? Who wants a weak king? You want a strong and mighty. He says, the Lord mighty in battle. Look at somebody say, won't he fight your battle? Won't he fight your battle? So the strong and mighty God, the God mighty in battle, lift up your head, hold your gates, even lift them up, your everlasting door. And the King of glory, what? Shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord let all
Oh, God, we come this morning. We're grateful and thankful, huh? We come, Father, just to give you a little more praise. Just to say hallelujah to your name this morning, because truly you've been mighty good unto us. We thank you, Father, that justice didn't have to wait. But, oh, God, grace and mercy look upon us and gave us a little more of your love and a little more of your strength and a little more of your compassion, oh, God. You allow us to come out to your house to worship one more time. And, Father God, because of that, we are eternal grace. And, oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that as you move this forth from heart to heart and breast to breast, oh, God, Father God, that your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, will just come in and suck with us a little while, Father. Oh, God, that you will continue to illumine us with your power and with your anointing. Oh, God, we can't do nothing without you. So, oh, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you paid our sin debt in full. And Father God, we ask that if you're seeing it, please, that God please that. Oh God, that you would wash every heart, Father. And Father God, that you cleanse us with your blood and sanctify us with your word. Oh God, that you will continue to just fill us more and more of you, Father. That we will be able to look like you and think like you and act like you. Oh, God, we thank you just to be your humble servant today. And, Father God, we pray that whatever we do and say, that your name will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And then, Father God, I pray that as you look on past the case, God, this morning, that you continue to bless him, oh, God. Continue to be his hope and his strength, oh, God. And as he brings your rich word today, Father, oh, God, I pray that through the preach word that someone will know without a shadow of doubt that you are Lord and you are Savior. Oh, God, I pray that you will heal that broken heart. Oh, God, that you will bring peace to confusion. Oh, God, that you will let someone know that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are Lord and alone. You got everything that he needs and joy. And, oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you for being that all-sufficient Savior. And Father God, I pray that you look on first lady came on today. Bless her going out and her coming in, oh God. Be her help, her strength, and her way maker. Look on the first family and the special man, oh God. And then, Father God, I pray that you would look on Minister Harris. Thank you for how you healed his body and brought him back into the flow, oh God. Father God, I pray that you would look on Rusty Tyson this morning. Look on Rusty Randolph this morning and Sister Jewel. Father God, I pray that you look on Mom and Papa Richardson this morning. Look on Dick and Bryce this morning, oh God. And Father God, I pray for all that are sick and shut in, all that are in hospitals and homes and nursing homes. Oh God, that you will touch this morning. And then, Father God, I pray for these that are here in your sanctuary, Lord Jesus. Father God, that you will touch every soul, oh God. That you will meet every need, oh God, today. You know what they stand in the need of, Father. So I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that you would draw them closer to your cross. And then, oh God, for the ones that are worshiping, Father, through the other modes of communication, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that your Holy Spirit, Father, will touch them today through the preached word, oh God. That your people, Father God, will be a better people, oh God. We love you, we give you glory, and we give you honor because of who you are and what you continue to be. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that your name, Father God, will continue to be praised. Oh God, help us to lift you up, Father. Help us, oh God, to just share your word with somebody else that they know that there is a better way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Amen. 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 Am to the Lord in prayer. You know, there's times in our lives, amen, there's nothing you can't do with praise. I think I got on amen somewhere in this chat. Sometimes the life things get a little rough. I got an amen somewhere. Sometimes it feels like, amen, everywhere you turn, there's trouble on every hand. Have I got a witness? Sometimes in life, amen, seems like it's like a long time. Somebody else still waiting on children. Sometimes your heart's a little heavy. Sometimes you cry a little bit longer than you think you should be crying. Anybody ever been there? Amen. Sometimes you just have a bust out cry. Amen. In other words. Amen. Aren't you glad that God has given you a relief valve that you can cry sometimes? Like I said, get to a place. Amen. You say, God, I don't know how it's going to turn out, and I don't know how I'm going to make it. But God, I know I can turn to you, amen. And I know somewhere about midnight. Come on now. Hey, anybody ever had some pain, Lord have mercy. It's going to ease up just a little bit. The pain might not go away, but thank God it'll ease up for a little bit. Amen. Somebody say, ease up enough to slip up my hand. Ease up just a little bit to wave my hand and say, thank you, Lord. Ease up just a little bit, Lord, to be able to take a step forward. Come on, now. Thank you, Lord. Ease up just a little, thank you, Lord. Be able to roll over on this side. He hurt so bad on this side. They would have laid over and hurt on this side. Somebody said, I called on the name all night long. And he heard my cry. And that's why I'm believing on the everlasting God. That's what them old hymns did. Church don't know what you're going through, but you're going through, Lord have mercy. You come in, amen, and you say, good morning, how you doing? But you're going through. You come in, amen, and you put your glory, hallelujah, smile on your face and hug somebody and say, bless the Lord, brother, bless the Lord, sister, amen. But you're going through, but the only reason you can make it is when you continue to what? Lean on me, what? Everlasting God. Come on, let's sing that.
With God, all things are possible. All things are possible. Even when you think impossible, God specializes. He specializes. Children, God specializes. Hallelujah. He specializes. Hallelujah. In the impossible. I thank God this morning that he is the God that will not and cannot say. Hallelujah this morning. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. He brought me a mighty Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. That's what it happens, right? The enemy try to appeal to your five senses. Can you taste the smell, how it feel, how it look, amen? But we already know that you already won, amen? It don't even matter. No matter what the enemy tries to bring to you, just understand that you are victorious anyhow. And that he's able. I said he's able. Whatever situation you're going through, he's able. He'll pick you up, he'll turn you around, he'll place your feet on the solid ground now. I know. This ain't just something that hurts. But when you know that 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 he's able. Amen.
Amen.
Do it for me.
Yeah.
Oh Lord, do it for me. Lord, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. Oh Lord, do it for me.
That's y'all this morning. Grateful to be in the house one more time. Thank you, God, because he blesses us. Only he can.
Amen.
Man can't bless us, even if they wanted to. Man can't bless us.
Yeah.
I just pray that God continue to bless all of us, and only he can.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I just like to thank God for another day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Keep me, keep the family.
Amen.
God's wife.
Amen.
Pray to continue to keep everybody.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
God is able. And this week, I'm going to say, challenging for me. Getting up, you know, not well. Getting ready to prepare for work. It was just a little rough. But thank God, you know, each day he gave me the energy to do what I had to be. No matter what God. I just thank him for that. I just hope, like I said, Lord, just be with me, that to the end of the year, that I can send my papers in and just say, if you say so, let me die. One at a time, I'm getting to know him better. getting to do more for my church. Even I'm, like I said, my mind is focused now, really. You know, got a couple more months on the anniversary, the 20-year anniversary. So I just thank God for all that he's done and continue to do in my life and in the heart of God. Yeah. He has brought us a mighty, mighty long way. We might got a long way to go, but he has really been with us through it all. I thank God for all that he's done. I thank you for the fellowship, relationship at the heart of God. And I see the growth that we have paid closer as brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
And I thank God for that. Yeah. I bless all of you all. And I just thank God that we continue to strive to be what God wants us to be. Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you lose my shackles and you set me free.
Yeah.
How you made a way out of no way. Turn my darkness into day. Spend my joy in the time of sorrow. Oh, my tomorrow. Peace in the time of calm. Strength when the weak and warm. You win.
Sunday to be in the house of the Lord one more time, and it's a blessing for what the Lord has done for us, what he's going to do for us, and what he's going to continue to do for us every day of our life. I just pray that everyone has a blessed week. I'm grateful that healing is still going on in the Heart of God Baptist Church. Still praying for, I know Deacon Bryce, she's listening, praying for the mayor at summer school for her classes, praying that she passes everything, because August will be here in no time, and the colleges will be open and the schools will be open. So we're just praying for all of those students who are working on getting it right, so they'll be in the right frame of mind. We just thank the Lord for all he has done here at Heart of God Baptist Church.
Yeah.
From the youngest to the oldest, he's keep on keeping us. And we just thank the Lord for that. And for all of those who are at home, we're praying that one day that we all can come together. You know, that song says, when we all get together for the Lord, What a high time. I'm looking forward to that time for where Heart of God is going to come. Everyone's going to come to church. We're going to have a high time in the Lord. I know he can do it because he does marvelous things in our life. So I pray that everyone has a blessed week, and I'm sending out air hugs and kisses, and I just can't wait.
Folks on the phone line, I'm going to be back. Just the Lord this morning. Go to our caller last four digits 0025. 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Heart of God. Good morning. God is a good God. Yes, He is. God is a great God. Yes, He is. And God is able to do. God is able to do everything. There's nothing too hard for God. And God will bless our going out, and He will bless our coming in. He is just an awesome, mighty, and a good God. And I thank God this morning for my church family, my pastor, first lady, for my family. I just thank God for everything that He has ever done in my life. For truly, I thank Him for the ups, the downs. I thank Him for the good, the bad, the highs, the lows. I thank Him for everything. Because in everything, we're supposed to give thanks. And so I thank God this morning because truly, He is a good God. And He reminded us in His word to prove Him. He said, prove me. He said, prove me now. Hear what saith the Lord. If I would not open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you shall not have room enough to receive. And I thank God for the blessings that He just continuously pour out to Heart of God, to our pastor, to our first lady, to us individually in our own lives. I just thank God for the blessings that just keep on coming. It's blessing after blessing after blessing. In spite of what we look like, in spite of what it feels like, God is still blessing us. And so I thank God for the many blessings that He has bestowed upon all of us. God bless you all and have a safe week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7611. 7611, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord this morning. Thank God that you think the things are going to go wrong and the guy puts his hand up and touched everything, and everything started smiling, and the air started coming into your breath, and you're feeling good, and you're just so thankful that God was on His hand and touched you this morning. He said, thank you, Father, for another day that gave us another chance to keep on going and praising the holy name and praising the church that we deal with every day. We said, thank you, God, for being so good to us in Your blessed holy name. Amen.
Amen. We thank everyone for their testimony this morning. We thank God for everyone, amen, who has continued to pray, continue to reach out, whichever way you can pray and reach out, and continue to fellowship with the church, amen, those who are listening online, wherever you are. We thank God for your continued prayer, your continued support, and we will continue to fellowship, amen, one with another. I thank God for Christ, amen, always faithful on the line, and all those others, amen, that continue to be faithful to serve and worship the Lord with us. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes to get ready to lead us in prayer this morning. Reverend Sykes, lead us in prayer as the Lord leads you. God bless you.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips. Lord, we come thanking You for the new mercies of this day, O God. We thank You for Your grace on today, Father. We come, O God, thanking You for Your faithfulness, God, and Your loving kindness toward us, Father. O God, we come this morning, O God, thanking You because You are a very present help in times of trouble. And so, God, we thank You this morning, and we bless Your name, Father. Father, we pray that You would refill us this morning, God, with more of Your love, more of Your strength, with more of Your compassion. Father God, we thank You, O God, for the blessings of this day, O God, for this is the day that You have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank You for allowing us to be able to inhale and to exhale on today, O God. Father, we come this morning interceding on behalf of mankind and on behalf of others today, O God. Father, we pray, O God, on today for those in hospitals and nursing homes, those that are in assisted living places, God. We pray this morning for our elderly this morning, God. We pray for all of our churches, all pastors, all of our servant leaders today, all of our prayer warriors today, Father God. We pray, oh God, for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that they may not know you, God, and may not know you in the free pardon of their sins, Father. Prick their hearts, God, that they might come running, I yield, what must I do to be saved? Father, we come praying, oh God, for all of our families that are near and far. We come praying for every bereaved family on this day, oh God. Comfort and strengthen their hearts, oh God. Be with them, oh God, as only you can, Father God. And Father, we come this morning lifting up all of our leaders, oh God, that are in leadership, Father God. We pray, oh God, this morning, Father God, for Vice President Harris, oh God. We pray, oh God, for the President Biden, oh God. We pray for the senators and the mayors and the congressmen, oh God. We pray for all of those, oh God, that are in leadership today, our local, our federal, our state governments. We lift them all up to you this morning, Father God. And, Father, we come lifting up our young people to you this morning, God. Touch their hearts and their minds and their spirits on today, Father. And, God, we come lifting up this morning, Father God, those, oh, God, that need a special touch of your love today, Father God. God, continue to keep our communities, oh, God. Continue to keep our homes safe, oh, God. Father, we thank you, and we just ask that you would continue to order our steps in your word daily, Father God. Keep our hearts, keep our minds, keep our spirits strong, Father God. Touch the hearts of your people today, Father God. Because, God, we have come this far by faith, and we're leaning on you. We're trusting, God, in your holy word, Father. You never, never failed us yet. And so, Father, as we look back over our lives and we think things over, we can truly say that we have been blessed, that we are more than conquerors through Christ, that we have a testimony because, Lord, you have been good to us. And so, Father, we thank you because your mercy endures forever, Father God. And from everlasting to everlasting, Father, you are God. And so, Father, we ask that you would allow your favor to rest upon your people today, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for the anointing, Father God, because we know that the anointing, it breaks every yoke, oh God. And so we pray that you will break every yoke and every chain that may have someone bound today, Father God. Father God, we come sitting today in expectations, God, of you, Father God. We expect you to continue to bless us. We expect you to continue to heal us. We expect you to continue to be a miracle working God. And that you are, Father. And so we thank you, oh God, on this day, Father God, for the many blessings, oh God, that you have bestowed upon all of us, Father God. We don't take it for granted, Father. We come with hearts of thanksgiving, oh God, this morning. We come with grateful hearts this morning, Father God, because, God, we know that it could have been the other way, Father God. But, Father, we thank you, Father God, that we're still in the land of the living, Father God, and that there is still more work for your people to do, Father God. And so we give you glory, honor, and praise this morning. Help us to exercise our faith more and more and more each day, Father God, because we know that you're able. We know that you're able to keep us from falling. We know that you are able, God. And so, Father, we thank you because you are an unfailing God. You have never failed us yet, and you will never fail us, Father. And so, Father, we're leaning and we're depending on you, Father God, because you are our strength. You are our help. You're our fortress. You're our all in all. And so, Father, we bless your name and we praise your name on today. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Thank you. Reverend, thanks for leading us in prayer this morning. Thank God for his word today. Thank God for his faithfulness. We'll preach that a little bit today. Lord, so we'll talk God's faithfulness. One of the things that I was talking to my sister last week. She was talking about our 20th church anniversary. And that sounds interesting to come on here, Liz. Your 20th church anniversary. And she was like, you know, God is so faithful. And she was like, when you first started visioning, announced that you were going to make a step of faith to plant the church that God had intended for you to pastor. We kind of laughed because I said we didn't have a place. We didn't have any members. And we didn't have any seed money. But the way you wait, we talk about the five senses there. So who would have started something with no place, no people, and no money? Most folks think crazy going home. I'm just keeping it real, amen. But thank God, my wife, she just grieved his eyes. I know, baby, we gonna go ahead and leave this comfortable position we were in. Comfortable ministry laid out with all the walls. Amen. Amen. Plenty of people. Plenty of places. Plenty of money. To do all that. And I remember she said, okay. No problem. Shortly day after, Sister Juanita, amen, we went to Central High School, met with the vice principal. And he said, well, brother, appreciate you meeting with me, but we don't have no room right now. Smiled at him. He smiled at me. He said, hold on a second. Let me check the records. He said, last week, the church that was here was there last Sunday. Y'all might as well start praising God right now. Last Sunday, he said, when they was in the big pot, but they're not there no more. I said, well, what about the small part? He said, well, whatever part you want, you can use. But we need 3 months in bank, and you pay that every, y'all, you remember that every month, and you pay that every 3 months. No place, no bills, no money. Have I got a witness? But God provided the place. Jumping in after Reverend Henry, I walked in the mailbox. We was having Bible studies. And there was a cat in the mailbox. My sister said it was for $5,000, but I corrected her. It was actually for a little over $7,000. Somebody said, now you got the plate. Now you got the money. Now I got a week.
what are we going to do about this thing? He said, let some folks know that this way you're going to meet. Amen. So the first Sunday, I believe it was like 200 some people at the house. The next Sunday, it was 8. But I thank God today, amen, that he provided the place. He provided the money. He provided the people. Where would we have done if we didn't have faith? What would we have done if we didn't have the faith? And so about 19 years ago, over 19 years ago, I bought this little thing right here. Y'all know what that is? That's mustard seed. It's expired now. I don't know what the expiration date is on here. But it don't make no difference. Because how the God, we're still here because of what? Busted in faith. You take water pass it out to anybody that we call representative. The guy I trusted was great. The guy I trusted for the money. The guy we trusted for the people. Even on the day we still got people. We still got money. Pay the rent. And we still got place where we can work. Somebody say with nobody but God. Somebody say with nobody but the Lord. Say with nobody except from Central High School to 80 Richie Road. The 7,100 Chester people, God still blessing because of the mustard seed faith. He said it didn't take a whole lot of people. But you go back and you tell somebody, 20 years we didn't have a flip. But God kept her for 20 years. 20 years we didn't have no money. But God still giving us money. 20 years, we didn't have no people. But God is still blessing with the people. And he keeps blessing over and over and over and over again. I'm going to tell that young man to sing that song this morning. Sing that song this morning. The mic ain't working. Okay. You want to use that one? He goes to that one. You're going to have to sing that song right there. Talking about faith. Gratefulness. Gratefulness. All right.
Oh, I am grateful for the things that you have done.
Come on, come on.
Come on. Amen.
And that same God, that same Holy Spirit that God said that he promised he would send to the church, and on the day of Pentecost, amen, when the Spirit came, amen, church was birthed, amen. This same Spirit is preparing the church, preparing disciples for ministry, amen. But it gets to a point, amen, where the church, amen, has to exercise mustard seed faith, amen, to be able to go to the next level in ministry. Is anybody tracking with me? That step you were making was for the next level, amen, in God that you want to take, amen? We talk about some folks don't want to take it, amen? Some folks will turn around and find 101 type of excuses, amen? And then you're going to have some folks that want to take it, amen, but they don't want to put in the time of what is needed to be able to be successful. In other words, God wants you to step into his greatness and step into your greatness and the ministry greatness that he has for you, but you have to do it God's way. Amen? In other words, you have to get in the mindset, or we have to get in the mindset that in order for us to go to this next level in God, in ministry, in our lives, amen, we have to do it God's way. It ain't going to have to be the other kind of way, but it has to be done what? God's way. And so these disciples, they had been successful in many things. They've seen God bless them in many different ways and different situations. But they came up against some crazy stuff. They came up against some stuff that was demonically possessed. They came up with some stuff, amen, that would challenge their ability to be successful in ministry. And believe it or not, that same type of craziness, that same type of demonic stuff, amen, will come up against you and challenge you in not being or being successful in ministry. When we moved into this building, Lord have mercy, before we opened, amen, for our first worship experience, we had a prayer service, amen, and the church of all of us sitting up here kneeling and praying and speaking in tongues and prophesying, amen, while preaching and teaching among each other, amen. And the demon, amen, that was below us, amen, was getting his bags packed, come on now, was getting, amen, his belongings, amen, and getting ready to leave because of the ministry that came in praying and prophesying and preaching and fasting, amen, on one accord, amen. The demon that would keep us from being successful in ministry and in stepping to our greatness, amen, had to be evicted, amen, in God's way. Many of you are here, amen, and every Sunday when we would start worship, the demon would raise his ugly head. Have I got a witness? Amen, amen. And every function we would have, the demon would raise his ugly head, amen. But because we came in God's way, Dr. Lindsay, Harris, when we came in God's way, amen, on one accord, preaching and praying and fasting and prophesying and teaching according to the will of God, amen, the demon had to flee. There were some people, amen, that didn't want to fight. And they took off. And the demon's like that he's a big bully. Amen. And the bully will huff and puff. Amen. And make a whole lot of noise. So you got a whole lot of whoop taking. Amen. But how do you know that God is a hellhound chaser? In other words, God will get in ahead and take that hellhound away. Amen. The hellhound will tuck his tail and leave. Got to flee. But you got too many people that are people of faith that don't want to step in this because they scared that the hellhound is going to raise his head and start barking. But because we did it God's way, amen. God dealt with the demon that was keeping us from going to the next level. Amen. In God's greatness. Let's look at this, chapter 17, beginning at verse 14. It says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic. Y'all know that word was in the Bible. Lunatic. How many times y'all call people lunatic? In other words, he wasn't in his right faculty. So that. Not only was he not in his right faculty, but he was possessed, demon possessed. It says this is what the boy that wasn't in it, the man, the young fellow, the person that wasn't in their right faculty and was demon possessed, this is what they did. And verse 15 it says, for all times he falleth into the fire and all into the water. So here you got someone physically demon possessed coming against the disciples. They're falling down in the water and the fire and acting like a total but lunatic. And I would surmise to you today that on a regular basis, amen, church folk, Christians around the world run into lunatics. Some of us got them on the job. Some of them got them, amen, in the grocery store. You see about 20, 30 of them on the road every day. I got a witness. Amen. Some of them got neighbors, amen. And some even got them in their own house. Somebody say, I live with the lunatic. See, I live next door to the lunatic. I drive on the highway every day with what? And then after I get next door and after I get out the house and say goodbye to the lunatic in the house, and say goodbye to the lunatic neighbor, say goodbye to the lunatic on the highway. I got to go to a job for 8 hours and deal with the what? The lunatic. Have I got to win? Nobody is exempt, amen, from the lunatic that will come into your life. In other words, you're not special, amen. They're all around. Reverend Lindsay, amen. You got lunatics that fall into the fire. They fall into the water. They hot, they cold. One day they good, one day they bad. They just go to and from the earth who they can frustrate, whose faith they can devour. So the man came and said, I got a lunatic in my house. And he's my son. Somebody's been passing you better. I'm not making this up, Dr. Lindsay. They came a multitude, there came a certain man. He didn't say any man, he just said a certain man. In other words, this is a common thing. He said, kneeling down and said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic, so that oftentimes falls into the fire and oftentimes into the water. In other words, I'm living with a lunatic. Look at somebody say, living with a lunatic. Look at somebody say, I'm driving down the road with a lunatic. Somebody said, I got lived next door to a lunatic. Somebody said, I work every day on my job with what? A lunatic. So it came to Jesus. And it says, and I brought him to thy disciples. And they could not what? Cure him. In other words, the disciples couldn't do nothing with what? The lunatic. The lunatic was someone that had multiple personalities, multiple things that were going on, multiple things that weren't normal, multiple things, amen, that with your five senses, amen, would cause you to be taken aback. Anybody ever been taken aback? You come up against the demon, Lord. But it goes to show you, amen, that God has prepared the church prepared you and I that when things take us aback, amen, in our physical presence, when that hellhound begins to start barking, anybody ever hear a dog bark? He showed his teeth. He showed his teeth, amen. But the owner comes out, and the owner speaks to that dog, and he'll tell him what? Sit. And the owner will tell him, lay down. And the owner will give him specific instructions. And that animal, amen, because the owner's authority, amen, had to what? Obey. Told him to heal. Amen. Told him to stop barking. Amen. Tell him to go into that room and put him in that kennel. That's the way God has given the church authority. But we don't use the authority that God has given us. Let's look what happened. So he brought him to Jesus. And told him, Jesus, your disciples couldn't do nothing with this. Whatever. Now, how many of us want somebody to go to Jesus on us? Somebody, yeah, your boy, yeah, you couldn't have this one, Lord. Or your girl, yeah, she's singing all of them songs. Making all that hallelujah thing in Jesus stuff, but she couldn't do nothing with this, Lord. Amen. All this drama over here, she talking this, he talking that. They couldn't do nothing with it. So, in verse 17, it says, then Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation. Jesus is authorized about. I'm ordained about these offers. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither what? To me. Right? Look what Jesus did. And Jesus what? Rebuked the what? The devil. And he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that what? Very hour. Amen. In other words, it happened in the same hour it was taken care of. In verse 19, it says, now, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast them out? What do we do wrong, Lord? Why couldn't we handle this lunatic in this spirit? God goes on to tell them in verse 20, Jesus says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your what? Unbelief. In other words, you didn't believe, amen, that God could do it the way he said he was going to do it. Because of your unbelief. So I would submit to you today, church, that we have not gone to the next level because of our what? I'm better than that. Mm-hmm. Fourteen years ago, put up a document in it. We were blessed that the demon downstairs left. God gave the vision. Okay, now that I've driven the demon out, I want you to start community development center downstairs. Some of y'all might remember that. But because of the unbelief, it didn't happen. Okay, because if we believe, community development would already been happening. But obviously, because the faith that God could give the place, that God could give the money, and that God can give the people like he did when we started the church, wasn't the same mustard seed faith that we thought that he could not only move the demon out, but give the money, to give the place, and give the people. Because we couldn't want to see it with our what? Physical eyes. Now let me ask the question. The same God that gave the place Central High School, the same God that gave the $7,000 check, the same God that gave the 8 people, the same God that has kept us for the next 20 years, has that God changed? Now my question to us, do you think if we didn't have this unbelief that 14 years ago God could have just saved us? I'm just saying. The same God that promised Abraham that he would make his seed, amen, more than the sand on the seashore, amen, and he was over 80 years old. Wife was in a sin. He gonna have your baby. Wife lying. Ain't never seen nobody 70, 80 years old had no chariot. But he believed God. And he birthed, his wife birthed. And so, why couldn't they cast out the demon? Back to the scripture, Jesus said in verse 20, and Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. He goes on to finish. He says, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of what? Mustard seed. He shall say unto this what? Mountain. Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed. And then Dr. Lindsay, you said this earlier, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. If I would have stayed in my basement 20 years ago, and now God, we ain't no money, God, we ain't no legal, God, we can't do it. It's impossible. But because we into God's greatness, and we have faith the size of a what? Mustard seed. 20 years later, amen, we're still going. Amen. Now this is what happened to those folks. That when Moses was ordered by God to go tell Pharaoh to let the people go, and he would bring them to a land flowing with milk and honey, he would give them that land. When they got to the edge of the promised land, he sent out those spies out of the land. And we got to win. They went, 12 of them went. 10 of them came back and said, they got giants over there. We can't kill them. And two came back and said, we're more than any. Whatever. Let's go get it. Amen. And generally, that's usually how this faith thing works. Usually, you got a bunch of people, and some of them will say, nah, we can't do it. And some of them say, yeah, we can do it.
same thing downstairs. A bunch of people say, yeah, we can, we can't do it. A bunch of couple people say, yeah, we can do it. And so what did God allow them to do before they went into? They wandered in the wilderness how long? 40 years. To the folks that said they couldn't do it was always gone. Right? Did that change God's plan? Did that change God's order? And so 40 years, what did they do? They went into the what? So what I'm saying to you today, church, is we're ready. Because the folks that didn't want to go are gone. We got the mustard seed faith, amen, to do what God gave the vision 14 years ago. Did all that make sense? And the reason why, amen, is because Jesus says nothing shall be impossible unto you. But the key is you got to do it God's way. And God says in verse 21, how be it this kind goes not out by, but by prayer, what? And fast. So y'all know it's time to pray and fast. So we need to go on a fast. We need to go on a fast. We need to pray. Lord, didn't tell me how long, amen, fast is going to be. But whatever you fast, amen, make sure you pray. So that when we come together, amen, we go to this next level, amen, because there's nothing impossible. Amen. And we'll be on one accord, amen. So let us continue to pray till fast, until God says, it's enough. Amen? This is the next level that we're going to. This is the next level that we're going by faith. This is the next level we're trusting God with. Some people can fast physically. Some people can fast spiritually. Some people can fast watching TV. Any way that you can fast. That means that you're going to, instead of that particular thing, you're going to fast and you're going to pray. Say how long, what days, when, how to do it. But we need to fast and pray. Like when we walked into this place, and demon was there, we fast, we prayed, we prophesied, we ministered. God drove it out. Promised land was right there. Amen? It's right there. Then we said, nah, they got time. We can't do it. Well, guess what's going to happen? Lord have mercy. It's going to be a place. There's going to be some money, there's going to be some people for this community development center to start. It's going to be downstairs. I don't know if that's still vacant or is occupied. I don't know if it's the one next door, amen. I don't know if that old vacant or occupied. But somewhere, amen, we're going to exercise this mustard seed faith. We will be reaching out to the community. We'll be the outreach ministry. It says on that page 14, outreach ministry. Honor God, I'm out. 14. Now we pull out the mustard seed. Folks that didn't want to go is gone. Amen. Amen. And now God is saying there's nothing impossible with you. But you got to do some praying. Y'all with that? Praise God. Amen. I thank God for his faithfulness. Amen. I had to take it 14 years. God's still been faithful. I had to take it 20 years. God's still faithful. I had to take it 40 years before they walked into the promised land. The record declared that Jesus came down through 40 and two generations. That he came to his own received his son. Said that he was the promised Messiah that was promised in the Old Testament, Lord have mercy. Came, nobody received. He came, nobody believed. But he came,
revealed as the Son of God, the Lamb of God, to take the sin away from the sins of the world. The one that was promised. Prophet Isaiah promised. Prophet as a prophet promised. But as time went on, people began to depend on themselves, not depend on God. So there came a time when Mary had a baby, and they called it Jesus. He lived a life that was pleasing in the sight of God without sin. And he told the people that their hearts were corrupt and not right. They hated and scorned him. Plotted to kill him, but he said, no man lay down my life. Say, no man take my life, and I'm willing to lay it down. He said, I came to see that one was lost. The record declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. That same simple belief, not the unbelief, but the belief, is provided today. But you gotta make the choice. Yeah, we're blessed.